Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 57 of the Juvo Hub podcast. My name is Jonathan Saar, and for this episode and for a couple of more, I will be all by myself while my good friend and wonderful co-host is off teaching CAM. So we record these sessions in advance, so I'm by myself again today, but it's awesome. Mark's out there sharing what he knows. He's an amazing trainer. So if you're not connected with him, check him out on howcreativeconcepts.com. So today, all by myself, I'm going to talk to you about the Great Resignation. Now, I know that's been out there, crazy headline. It's been, we've talked about it a few times on this show. We've talked to you about it from the perspective of like, what do we need to do to embrace employee retention and build that and build company culture. And those are all super, super important things. Just for a few minutes, I wanted to kind of spin it from the perspective of you as an employee, and you are thinking about, I want to make a change. I want to make a career change. I want to make a location change. I would like to apply for a different job position within property management. You know, you may be having all these questions. We all go through that, and that's awesome. That's good. Never, ever get in a rut with your career because it will burn you out. So don't do that. So with the Great Resignation comes great responsibility. Yeah, I said that. But there is some things that you can do. So that's what I want to share with you today. If you're thinking about making that transition, here's some tips. Number one, brush up on your own training. So there are a lot of things that are out that will help you know where you want to go next. So if it's property management related, you know, check out some webinars that are out there that are free or paid and build on your skill set, particularly if you're looking for a certain job position that you don't have currently. You know, find what's out there. Subscribe to the Juvo Hub podcast because we talk about all kinds of different things from an education perspective. But there are plenty of other apartment podcasts that are out there. There's lots of webinars that you can get, for instance, with like Lisa Trozine or Kate Good or Jackie Ramstead or Ann Sadowski, or, you know, and the list goes on and on. Multifamily Insiders. Boy, and I know I'm forgetting like 100 people. So maybe if you do have a show or if you do have a resource available, you're listening to this, please just post it in the comments, whether you're on LinkedIn or you're on our YouTube channel or on our Instagram account. So Juvo Hub is on all of those. We would love for you to share your resources. So these are resources to help all of our audience see what's out there for education within the property management industry. So that's tip number one, brush up on training. And then if you are thinking of something maybe outside of the industry, you know, LinkedIn has a ton of training classes that are available. And, you know, there's the bottom line is put yourself out there, take some time to brush up on your training, which leads to my second tip. Don't leave gaps in your resume. You know, resumes, and this has been true for many, many years now. Resumes are not just listing your experience. You know, there's so many more things that you can include on your resume, include on your cover letter to really showcase what it is that you're involved in. So put those things down. So if you've taken extra classes from somebody from in the industry, Make sure you list those. List them on your LinkedIn profile that you've taken those different classes. And, you know, volunteer things that you've done, volunteering that you've done. Make sure that's listed on there. So think of things that will make you attractive to that next potential employer, you know, besides just your experience that you have at various different jobs. And then the third tip, which to me is just no matter where you're at, not just because you're looking for a job necessarily, but it should be part of what you do, network. Network, network, network. don't ever stop networking. Look for opportunities to network. And COVID has nothing to do with it. You know, number one, it seems like we're coming out of it. You know, things are opening up. Networking opportunities are becoming more available in various cities, which is fantastic. But even before that, there's still opportunities to network. You know, I see so many people that are just the most amazing networkers ever on LinkedIn. And I'm going to name one. I'll name two. Steve Wunsch and Lisa Trozine. I mentioned Lisa before because she's just awesome and she has always so many amazing classes, Apartment All-Stars, and things that she does for her company also. But those are two. You want to see what great networking is all about, make sure you connect with those two, Steve Wunsch and Lisa Trozine. Just fantastic in the way that how they carry themselves on LinkedIn, their consistency on LinkedIn, and what they do. You know, I'll admit, I get a little bit lazy with LinkedIn, and I've been on LinkedIn since practically it came around. And I know I need to do a better job of networking. So, you know, shame on me. You might look at my profile and say, hey, he doesn't really do as much. I do as much as I can with the time I have sometimes available, but it is imperative that you do set time aside to connect with your network. So there we go. Thinking about what you're doing with the great resignation that we're kind of in right now, you may be that person who's listening to the show thinking of where you want to go next. So those three tips: brush up on your training, make sure your resume is robust, and continue to network. So thank you so much for paying attention to our show. So just as a reminder, housekeeping, please follow us on Instagram at JuvoHub, connect with us on YouTube, and share with us any comments and resources that you have, particularly about this topic. We would love to hear from you what resources that you use that continue to help, you know, bring your education, bring your awareness up of our industry up to another level each and every day. So thanks for tuning into the show. We'll see Mark Howell back in a couple of episodes, but thank you so much for being here. And until next time, take care, everyone. Class dismissed.